The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Conor Gallagher, the Irish Times crime correspondent, joins us now. Conor, can you remind us, please, of the circumstances in which three men, Carl Freeman, Dean Maguire and Graham Taylor, were killed recently?
Well, the three men were killed on the N7 in Wicklow on July 7th. The car they were travelling in, a BMW 3 Series, which was being driven by Mr. Freeman, collided with a truck. The BMW was travelling on the wrong side of the road at the time and had been spotted by Gardaí earlier in the night, driving erratically with its lights off. In fact, Gardaí had initiated a pursuit, but they called it off for safety reasons when the car entered the dual carriageway there. The truck driver coming the right way down the road was also injured in the crash. He suffered quite serious injuries to his legs, but he has since been released from hospital. But the BMW burst into flames and all three men were died at the scene.
So as we'll never know, but is the assumption that they deliberately drove that route?
Yeah, I mean, this would be par for the course for at least some of the deceased men, including Mr. Freeman, that they would drive the wrong side of the road to avoid Gardaí. I say that all three men have a long criminal history, including history of burglaries, and they were all believed to be associated with the same burglary gang in the area. And there's an assumption that they were either preparing to or carry out a burglary that night or casing a premises for a burglary.
Indeed, one of the three men, Graham Taylor, had how many previous convictions and what length was his driving ban?
Graham Taylor had a driving ban of 40 years, which he received several years ago from the court. He had 121 previous convictions, and they include dangerous driving, burglary, handling stolen property, criminal damage and assaulting a Gardaí. Several years ago, he received a 2.5-year jail term for leading Gardaí on a chase during which he drove 120 kilometres an hour in a 50-kilometre zone, drove on the wrong side of the road, drove in the wrong direction around roundabouts, drove into incoming traffic, and forced other motorists into evasive action, the court heard.
Okay, now, obviously a degree of sensitivity required here because these are people who've lost their lives and their families are in mourning for them. But there has been a lot of attention focused on the nature in which the funerals have been conducted as well, which in some respects seem to be a sort of a celebration of much of their behaviour.
I think that's fair to say the first funeral, certainly. So there's been three funerals. The last man, Mr. Freeman, was buried today. Taylor was buried on Saturday, and Dean Maguire, who was described in court at one stage as a part of a highly sophisticated burglary gang, he was buried on Friday, and it's his funeral that has caused the most maybe public controversy. His funeral was it was accompanied by several things that seemed to celebrate his career as a burglar. The offerings at the funeral included a torch and a screwdriver, flower arrangements that accompanied the coffin depicted a screwdriver. Some of the eulogies seemed to talk up his brushes with the Gardaí in the past, and probably most shocking of all is a banner, a professionally printed banner, which was at the actual funeral masks, which had something to the effect of, you know the score, get on the floor, hand over the money, accompanied by his face and a picture of a dove. So that's caused, and one of the priests present has actually described the service as one of the most disturbing liturgies they've ever witnessed. And the other two funerals seem to have been slightly more subdued and not as celebratory of the men's criminal past, but it was Maguire's that certainly has caused the most controversy.
And there were also issues, weren't they, with funeral cortèges and behaviour of other drivers?
That's right. All three funerals were accompanied by motorbikes and scramblers. In the case of the first two funerals, motorbikes and scramblers performed wheelies on the roads and cars performed skids and burnouts both before and after the services. And there was also the issue of Dean Maguire's funeral and his removal From the back to the family home, it appears cars were driving erratically behind the hearse and driving into oncoming traffic. And at one stage, the hearse was actually caught on video speeding through areas of Dublin and breaking red lights. And those things are being investigated by Gardaí.
Yeah, investigation. Was there any attempt to intervene but made by the Gardaí at the time?
No, there was no attempt to intervene. In fairness, to the Gardaí, these were probably spur of the moment things, but we were not aware of any arrests that were performed during this kind of quote unquote removal or at the services. The funeral today, actually, of Mr. Freeman, one of the priests had concerns that the amount of people were coming into the church and he was unable to stop them. As you know, funerals are limited to 50 people under the current COVID regulations, and he actually tried to kind of lock the door so as no one could get in. The church had alerted the Gardaí and asked them to send someone down to assist with the crowd, but Gardaí told the church that it would probably only aggravate the situation if they were there, but that they would come down if an actual incident occurred.
Conor Gallagher, Irish Times crime correspondent, thank you for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.